Buffy? Jody?
I'm ready, Mr. French.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, it appears not. Where are your school books?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hurry, hurry, hurry. We mustn't be dilatory on our way to school. Come, Buffy.
What's dilatory?
Dilatory means dawdling so as not to be present when Miss Parker says, good morning, pupils.
Well, she doesn't always say that. Once in a while, she just stands there and looks at us and says, why didn't I become an airline hostess?
Mr. French, I can't find my arithmetic book, which I don't understand anyway.
8 times 9 bugs me, too.
Bugs.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
We never saw him before.
No.
I'm Buffy.
I'm Jody. What's your name?
His name is Stanley. Stanley Winters.
Hi, Stanley.
Is she your nanny?
Please excuse the madam. Children have no respect for privacy.
So I see. No, I'm his mother, Mrs. Winters.
Where do you go to school?
He's just starting public school, 724.
Hey, that's where we go.
We can walk there together.
No, I'm sorry. We take a taxi.
A taxi? Just to go to school? It's only a short walk.
Sure. It's Sanchi.
Children, you will address your elders with more respect.
Come along, Stanley.
Did you see how he could hardly walk?
Yeah, that's why they have to take a taxi to school.
It must be hard carrying all that junk on your leg.
Jody, young Master Winters is wearing a brace.
A brace? Gosh, that's too bad.
Buffy, why don't we ask him to show it to us at school?
Just a moment, Buffy. Jody, you are not to refer to the young man's handicap in any way. Now, you saw how he hid behind his mother and failed to answer any of your questions. Well, it's obvious that he's most self-conscious. Now, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And as this seems to be Master Winter's first day at school, I think it would be good manners if you would help him to become acclimated.
Yes, sir.
Whatever that is.
Morning, Jody. Buffy?
Morning, Scotty.
Mr. French?
Got it.
Morning, Mr. Davis. Beautiful day.
Yeah. It sure beats the weather in Labrador.
You sure get around all that traveling. I envy you.
Well, I'll tell you a secret, Scotty. No matter where I am, I can't wait to get back home.
That's the way it is when you have a family.
Maybe I feel that way because it's still new.
Winters. What are you doing here?
I just moved here from Chicago yesterday.
You living here?
29C.
I'm in 27A.
Well, talk about small world.
9 million people in the city, and you end up living in the same apartment building. Get you a cab, Mr. Davis?
Yeah, thanks, Scotty. Well, what's it been, 6 years, 8 years?
Seems more like 10.
How's Estelle?
Great. Hey, she'll be amazed you're living here. Hey, why don't you stop by the apartment on your way home? Have a drink. We can kick around the old days.
I'll fall in like it was yesterday.
Your cab, Mr. Davis.
For your Stevie.
Let me look at your Cloudy.
Jody, remember Mr. French said we should assist Stanley?
Uh-huh. How do you do it?
Well, looks like he needs something. Like maybe a friend.
Okay, I'll go talk to him.
You gotta trade.
All right, I gotta go do something.
Hi.
Us guys are gonna play marbles.
I'm reading.
Don't you know how?
Sure.
Then come on.
I didn't bring any.
I'll lend you some until we get home. Come on.
No, I better not.
You don't have to run or anything. You're just gonna kneel down and chew.
You think they'll mind if I play?
Only if you win.
Hey, Jody, we ain't gonna play marbles. We decided we'd rather play leapfrog.
Leapfrog? You said marbles.
They changed while I wasn't looking, so let's play leapfrog.
I can't. I'll go back and read.
You can try to play leapfrog. If you fall, you fall. Lots of us guys fall.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
It was getting colder, so I hurried over with Stanley's sweater.
Oh, you'll find Stanley over there with the second graders.
Come on, Stanley. You can do it. I'll get down real low.
I'll try.
Stanley! What do you boys think you're doing? He can't play rough games. Just leave him alone. I don't want you playing with them. You could be very badly hurt.
Very good at leapfrog, is he?
No. And his mother said he can't play with me anymore.
Poor Stanley.
Yeah.
Well, Sissy's 16. She looks after herself all right. I don't know how I'd manage Buffy and Jody without French.
We met your Mr. French this morning in the elevator with the children.
Honey, you didn't tell me you met Bill's youngsters.
Well, until just now, I didn't know they were Bill's children. They spoke to Stanley.
Who's Stanley?
Oh, we've got a boy, Bill. 6 years old.
Well, that's great. They'll be going to school together, huh? You can take him one day, we'll take him the next.
Well, they're in the same class.
Well, that's fine. Maybe Jody and Stanley get to be pals.
Yeah, just like we were. You know, I just can't get over it, Bill. Old Bill Davis. Now with six-year-old kids.
Yeah. Well, Jody can teach Stanley all the New York games, you know. They got stickball and garbage can leapfrog, and then what they like to do is ride their bicycles through mobs of pedestrians.
Dad?
Hi, son. Stanley, I'd like you to meet Mr. Bill Davis. He's an old friend of mine. As a matter of fact, it turns out he's Jody's and Buffy's uncle.
Hi, Stanley.
Jody loaned me a Steely, and I forgot to give it back. I'll go get it.
No, you didn't know, Bill.
We just have to be careful of him. He's just not... Well, he's... Well, he can't...
Hey, listen, I gotta be going. You know, I didn't even check into my own place. I just came right up here. It's awful good to see you again, Stell. You have lunch tomorrow?
Fine.
University Club by 1 o'clock?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Here.
Thank you. I'll give it to him right away. It was very nice to meet you, Stanley. Give him up.
Right.
Why is Sissy having dessert and we're still on hamburgers?
Because we don't eat fast enough.
Jody, Buffy, it is bad form to gorge one's dinner. You will arrive at dessert in due course.
I'm hurrying because I have a date with Harold.
Which one is Harold?
You know, that tall, skinny guy with the bow tie that wibbles up and down when he talks.
Oh, yeah. Harold.
There will be no more remarks about Harold.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, those hamburgers look good.
Hamburgers for you, sir?
Sure. Well, if anybody asks, just tell them it's lobster thermidor.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you later, Uncle Bill. I have to go to the library.
With Harold. We're not supposed to tell you what he does with his bow tie.
It jiggles.
Uncle Bill!
Oh, Jody. Stanley asked me to give you that.
Did you see Stanley?
Hmm?
Did his mother let you play with him?
Well, of course. His mother and father are old friends of mine.
Uncle Bill, I told Mrs. Beasley how Stanley has to wear that iron thing on his leg, and she's real sorry.
Does he take it off at night?
I guess so. Listen, I think it'd be very nice if the two of you could help Stanley all you can.
Well, we could talk to him and things like that.
It'd be nice if you could play with him, too.
No, Mrs. Winters said that Jody couldn't play with Stanley anymore.
Why not?
Well, we were playing leapfrog, and he fell down. Gosh, everybody falls down.
And Mrs. Winters saw him, and she got real mad at Jody. And she just took Stanley away by the hand.
So I guess I'll just have to sit down at recess alone and read something.
Well, your dessert, children. Oh, you'll have to excuse me. Your hamburgers will be a few moments. I took the liberty of chopping in some mushrooms.
Right. Listen, why don't you guys take that dessert in the den? I bet there's a good cartoon on television, huh?
There is, but we haven't finished our homework.
Well, this can be an exception, okay?
Boy, I like exceptions.
Same here.
Do you know about Mrs. Winters telling Jody you can't play with Stanley?
Well, yes, sir. Most unfortunate, sir.
I think she's being a little overprotective.
To be sure, sir.
Somebody ought to point that out to her.
Yeah, it would seem most helpful, sir.
Of course, I'm no authority on kids, not even our own, but... You know, if she keeps him away from Jody and Buffy, he's not the only one that's going to get hurt. It'd be because our kids will start just automatically shying away from anybody that's handicapped, and that's wrong. Well, on the other hand, it's none of my business.
Well, if you'll excuse me, sir, I shall administer to the mushrooms.
People that butt into other people's affairs never get thanked.
So I've been told, sir.
Just because I'm having lunch with Doug Winters, that doesn't mean I have to jeopardize a friendship with a lot of free advice. I think I'll just keep my nose out of it. Yeah.
An excellent decision, sir.
Estelle thought this move to New York would be good for Stanley. We've heard they're doing great things with child rehabilitation.
Estelle thought, well, it's none of my business.
Estelle?
Yeah, Stanley. You know, to Buffy and Jody, he's just an ordinary kid.
Well, Stanley isn't an ordinary kid.
No, of course he's not, but he could be. I'm trying to say something. I don't know just how.
What about Estelle?
Well, no, it's perfectly natural for her to want to protect him. But, you know, you can protect a kid till you smother him.
Bill, Stanley is our child. Estelle knows what's best.
Maybe she does. Maybe I ought to keep my mouth shut.
What's a guy to do?
I don't really know, but he's a 6-year-old kid just like mine.
I wish he were.
Listen, I take Buffy and Jody to the park on Saturday mornings. Why don't you let Stanley come along and fly a kite with us?
Fly a kite? You mean stand and watch Jody fly a kite?
No, I mean fly a kite, his own kite, and run and fall down and pick himself up and run again.
Come in, sir. And how are we this morning, Master Stanley?
Okay.
Hi, Stanley.
Hi, Stanley.
Hi.
All set for kite flying?
Looking forward to it. He wanted to go kite flying with me, but when he told him that he was going with Jody and Buffy, he wanted to back out.
Look, just leave him here. He'll be a little shy at first, but our kids will get him over that.
Thanks, Bill.
Boy, I'll bet my kite will go 10 miles.
10 miles? I'll just bet.
It'll go way up in the sky.
I'll bet it won't.
She saw Joey about something?
Does seem a trifle belligerent.
You can fly it and see if it doesn't.
I don't want your kite.
But we can do it together.
I don't need you. I can do it myself. You don't have to help me like after school.
What happened after school?
Josie said nothing about it, sir.
Buffy?
Yes, sir?
What happened after school with Stanley and Jody?
Oh, well, Jody hit Eddie, and Eddie cried.
Why?
Eddie called Stanley a bad name. Gimpy.
Why Stanley mad at Jody?
He said that Jody didn't have to protect him. Stanley wanted to hit Eddie instead.
I bet I got more marbles than you have.
Maybe you do.
You loaned me an agate and I gave you back a steely.
No, I didn't. Come on back to my room and I'll show you it's the same steely.
Master Stanley's aching for a fight with Jody.
Well, sure. You know why, don't you?
So?
Well, you know, everybody likes to fight their own battles, win, lose, or draw. Might be a good thing if those two did mix it up.
Yes, but, sir, it would hardly be an equal fight.
Maybe not.
If you want, you can have my blue Aggie stand. It's worth two cat's eyes.
I don't like it.
What'd you do that for?
You want to make something of it?
No.
You guys want to fight? Go ahead.
Uncle Bill, I don't want to hurt Stanley.
I'm not scared. I dare you. I double dare you.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's not have a fist fight here. One of you is liable to get a black eye or something. I'll tell you what. Let's settle it with some good old-fashioned Indian wrestling. You know how to do that, don't you?
Okay with me. All right.
Okay. Pull that chair around there, Jody. You sit right here, Stanley. Get the elbows on the table.
Mrs. Winters is here, sir.
Oh, tell her I'll be right there.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys ready? Go. Oh, Estelle.
Doug just came back and told me your plans for the day. I don't know how you talked him into it or why he suddenly lost his mind, but Stanley isn't going kite flying with your children or any others.
Well, you know, we wouldn't do anything to hurt Stanley. Doug and I just talked about it, and he agreed that he thought that Stanley ought to try and get out and do things with, you know, normal kids.
That's easy for you to say. Your children are normal. Yesterday, somebody called Stanley Gimpy.
Yeah, I know about that, Estelle. But Stanley wanted to punch that kid in the nose, and I think that's pretty normal.
Well, I just don't approve of kite flying for Stanley. Bill, I just can't let him be hurt anymore.
Well, I guess you wouldn't approve of what he's doing now with Jody.
What's he doing?
Indian wrestling.
Indian wrestling?
Stanley? Stanley!
It's your mother. We better quit.
No!
Mom, I won! 3 times in a row. Boy, he's good. Come on, Stan. Let's go get our kite.
Uncle Bill, are we ready to go?
Well, I don't know. Are we?
Have a good time, Stanley.
We sure will, Mom. See you later.
That was real good what you did to Stanley.
I didn't do anything.
Come on, Stanley! I'm coming!
He could always fall down, but you showed him how to get up again.
He learned all by himself.
I guess you just like kids.
Thank you.